If there is one person that I know who likes planting, it is my childhood neighbour, Miss Leo, whom I affectionately call Grandma Leo. I have known Grandma Leo for as long as I can remember, and we used to both live on the first floor. Most elderly people seem to enjoy planting flowers, but not Grandma Leo. She grew a variety of vegetables in the open space in front of her door. Grandma Leo's vegetables were mostly cabbages and small onions, along with some peppers and loofahs. The loofahs in particular were a pretty sight. They climbed up Grandma's window as if adorning it with a green painting that was very pleasing to the eye. When harvest seasons came, Grandma Leo would bring us some of her vegetables and proudly announce to my mom that she had grown them herself. I reckon Grandma Leo must love her vegetable garden a lot. On the one hand, growing vegetables can make her life fuller by taking up some of the free time elderly people normally have and serve as a source of pleasure that she could not get otherwise. On the other hand, most senior people do not find vegetables on the market to be fresh or healthy. When mass production is involved, pesticides are unavoidable. The satisfaction one can get from eating vegetables grown with one's own hands must be unparalleled.